But so how was she? I mean, she seemed happy. No. Not really.
I ran into Anton this afternoon. He's head chef over at Amuse. He told me someone very special paid a visit to your table the other night.
Oh, yeah, Kate and I ran into Brian the other night. You didn't want to have dinner with us.
Because you forgot to tell me about it, but that's another argument for another time, right? So, what did the great Irish scribe have to say for himself?
Oh, well, not really much of anything. Kate scared him away pretty quickly.
Oh, you just forgot to tell me about it?
Yeah, you know, it slipped my mind.
Interesting how that happens. Hmm?
How what happens?
You and I get in a fight, and then you run into your long-lost love. What, just a coincidence?
Yes. It's just a coincidence, and he's not my long-lost love.
Did you tell him you were married?
It didn't come up.
Ah, that's funny, too.
You know, I'm sure he saw my ring.
Oh, probably did. So, what you two talk about, hmm? Books and writing and your favorite authors and all
that
shit.
Are you trying to imply that I did something wrong?
No, I'm merely making an observation.
No, you know, because you're making an accusation.
Did he ask for your phone number?
No, because he just stopped by to say hello. And since when are you so jealous?
If he did, would you have given it to him?
You know, what the fuck are you doing, Chaz? What is this? Because I don't get it. You know, I'm not the one who stays out later than usual. I'm not the one who cancels plans. I am not the one who thinks that a perfect date night is 5 hours of Spider-Man.
Oh, come on. Spider-Man 1 and 2 are great films.
Yeah, if you're 12.
What are you getting so upset about, all right? Listen, you went out the other night. You ran into your ex, you forgot to tell me, and I want to know why, and I have every fucking right to know.
Because it slipped my mind!
All right, not good enough, Pat. What else slipped your fucking mind?
I forgot to tell you that I fucking can't stand you.
Can we please get out of here? I need to go. I've seen enough.
What are you talking about? We're here for you, aren't we?
Yeah, and I've seen all I need to see. There's no way these jack-offs are going to get signed by my label.
I'll tell you, Bernie, I like this guy a lot. He's got a little bit of the Steve Perry thing going with those high notes.
You gotta give these guys another listen. I think Murphy might be onto something.
Okay, wrong demographic, Grandpa. I'm done. All right, listen up. I got huge news.
You're finally gonna shave those armpits.
Does my natural femininity bother you?
No, not at all. Just when I'm eating or breathing or drinking. I mean, come on, it's disgusting. Just take care of that.
Why are you still here? I know. It's because you're always here. Because we never go anywhere without you. But guess what, funny man? That's all about to change.
What, so you're finally going to break up with this guy and come over to the Murph? I mean, give me the word. I'll throw you a Murph anytime you want.
Oh, no, we're moving to Seattle. I got the job.
What? What?
You got
what job?
What? Don't act like this is the first you're hearing of this. I told you months ago. They're like just the coolest indie label, and they want me to head their West Coast A&R office. See? There's a reason I knew that guy sucked tonight, and you two middle-aged dorks thought he was cool.
Whoa. 33 is hardly middle-aged.
Hardly.
Hey, I'm sorry. Rewind. This job is in Seattle?
Yeah.
Same Seattle that's in Washington. Same Washington that's on the other side of the country?
Yes, you're going to love it. It's so beautiful. Tons of nature.
Yeah, it's also got the highest suicide rate in North America. Even more than Ithaca, New York, where the kids always jump off the bridge. Lively kids.
You know, I heard that.
It does not.
No, I heard that too.
Make shit up.
No, it's true. I heard that. It's because it rains every day. Every day it's rainy. When it's not rainy, it's foggy.
No, it is not. It is not true. It does not rain. It rains a little, but not every day. What do you care? Anyway, I can't even get you to leave the apartment. You never even go to Central Park.
What are you talking about? I love the outdoors. I just don't go to Central Park because it upsets me to see grown men on rollerblades.
Yeah, and why do those guys always have to wear the tight...
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。